Hello, this is Paul Stokes, backstage at the Xperia Access Q Awards. I've just been joined by Ed Sheeran, winner of Best Solo Artist. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You were here a few years ago, you picked up Best Newcomer, so you must be feeling pretty happy with this one as well.
I am, yeah. They put more money into it this time. They're like properly like polished and stuff. My other one's like rusted and falling apart. So
did you leave it in the rain though?
No, I didn't. It's literally just from oxygen, I think. Yeah, because it's brass. I think it's, was it brass? It's probably brass, I don't know. This is like legit.
Well, hopefully that will last a bit longer. You must be quite happy, obviously, with the reaction to X. What are your sort of memories of recording that record?
Stress. Lots of stress. I recorded it around 3 or 4 times with different people, and it cost a lot of money, so I'm glad it's selling.
Because, yeah, well, Pharrell, Rick Rubin, people like that you work with, what was that experience like?
Amazing, yeah. To be in a room with someone who's created some of your favourite records is always just a bit of a mindfuck. You get to, like, ask them questions about Beastie Boys and stuff like that. It's great.
I understand you're touring at the moment. The sort of setup, you're playing massive venues, but not with the usual level of productions.
Yeah.
Talk us through that.
I just never really had any time to rehearse with a band. So I just went from playing pubs and clubs with a loop pedal to everywhere else with a loop pedal. And it wasn't so much a personal decision. It was just there wasn't 2 months to go away and hash out the songs with the band. So, yeah, I'm just happy it works at that level.
And no fireworks?
No fireworks, no. No fireworks.
You also got a book out at the moment, sort of collaboration with an artist. What's the sort of story behind that one?
Well, I didn't want to do an autobiography, so it's more of a alternative route to a job, I guess. It's that if you don't want to do something that you need to go to university for, read that book, I guess. It's more like it's more like if you want to get into the arts, then go and do it, make tea for someone, or yeah, that was my original intention.
And obviously you've collaborated on the images in that book as well.
Yeah, I mean, the artist Philip has done all my album covers and he's fantastic.
And what's sort of next for you? Obviously continue touring next year, more plans?
Tour goes right up until end of August next year, and then I'm done for a little bit to make album 3.
I understand you're not playing the Isle of Wight Festival.
No, but yeah. But that wasn't because I didn't want to, it's just because I was doing a gig then, yeah. Fair play to the dude, though. You know, he's created a successful festival on an island that not many people live, so it's a good thing.
Well, I think he's here today, so hopefully you can bury the hatchet.
I'm off now, so it's going to have to be another time, but I would like to go for a pint with him sometime soon.
Well, best solo artist, Ed Sheeran, congratulations.